With the restrictions ever changing in the UK, it is having an effect on our audio-described theatre, well, in particular, those going along to theatres themselves to enjoy things like pantomime. There are still ones available live at the moment and plenty being streamed online as well. Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts is here. It must be difficult, Anne, for yourself as a describer with all these things changing, but I suppose we're going to have to remember it is about public health at the end of the day as well.
That's right, Alan. I was lucky enough to be in Norwich last weekend and I did two shows there, and it was just wonderful to be back in a theatre and to have an audience coming, much smaller numbers than we normally have, obviously, but it was just great to be able to welcome them. Well, the theatre welcomed them. Because of the rules, I wasn't allowed to go and meet them and chat to them, which I would normally do. But that was great that that went ahead. We know of another one that should be going ahead, the City of Chester, and that is one of my favourites, one of the all-time favourites, which is A Christmas Carol. This is a new adaptation of Dickens' famous story. We actually have a female actor playing Scrooge, and she is just wonderful. The whole show, it's got great singing, dancing, performances. The ghost of Jacob Marley is rather like a narrator. So rather than in some productions, he just appears for his little ghostly bit at the beginning, then in this one, he is more of a presence. It's as if he is maybe commanding and conjuring up the ghosts who come to visit Scrooge. And he looks a bit like a punk, really, in his leather jacket with chains hanging off him and his ripped jeans. And he's quite a sinister presence. And then the other feature of the show is it makes a lot of use of the community. So there are children taking part and children popping up as ghosts here and there, as well, of course, as playing Tiny Tim and the other children in Bob Cratchit's family. So, yeah, very much recommended. The theatres are doing everything they can to make people feel safe and secure, and observing all the rules, of course. So that one's on January the 5th. So if you fancy coming along, if you're in that part of the country, then we'll do our best to make you very welcome and give you a good bit of entertainment.
And we will, of course, give contact details a little bit later. And you update your website constantly about all the changes as
Yes.
well. So, yeah, we do ask people to keep an eye on that for the audio described performances. There are still quite a few, though, going online. And I suppose audio description making a bit more of an impact, almost increasing all the time on online streaming.
Yes, we'd like to think so. There's certainly room for improvement. There are lots of things going out there without audio description, so we're all banging the drum and saying, look, it's perfectly possible to do, especially with a recorded show. Record the audio description, it can go out, you can have an accessible version. So this one I'm working on for my friends at Vocalise, and this is the Marlowe Theatre Canterbury, and it's called Nurse Nellie Saves Panto. There are five cast members working very hard to bring the tale to us, and it's a wonderful story where the baddie, Von Badapple, is trying to steal the essence of pantomime and to make sure that pantomime will never go ahead ever again. And Nurse Nellie and her children, who are called Jill and Billy, and they're accompanied by Fairy Moonshot, so they're battling against Von Badapple. And it's got just about everything you'd expect in a pantomime, really crammed into an hour and a half. We even have the ghost scene, but because of COVID restrictions, you're not allowed to shout out, although I don't think it would hurt if you shouted out in your own home. But you have to mime, so you have to wave your hands about and flap your arms to indicate that there's a ghost. And instead of saying yes, you have to stick your thumb up, and to say no, you shake your head, you shake your hands, or you put your thumb down. So it's lots of fun, and of course, lots to describe because I need to be telling you what to do, whereas normally I'd say shout. We're not to shout this time. So it's panto with a difference, but with everything good and jolly and incredibly silly about it. So everything we love about panto. And that one will be available online so people all around the countries can just tune in and have a lot of fun.
Such a great name, isn't it? Was it Von Bad Apple?
Exactly.
I think you got another online one for us, Anne.
I've talked to you and the listeners before about Lip Service. They're a comedy duo, a couple of women based in Manchester, and they do all sorts of very silly performances, and they're often based on stories and films we know and love very well. So this is their take on a murder mystery. And the two of them become Brian and Brenda, who are the owners of Chateau Ghouls. It's done via Zoom. It's a combination of filmed sequences and live action, where Brian and Brenda are in their shed talking directly to the audience. And again, there's audience participation. Numbers are limited to make sure all the Zoom participants can fit on a screen at the same time. And we do a bit of origami. There's a quiz. There's all sorts of things going on. And in this one, the audio description is provided courtesy of George, who's the Georgian ghost, and he speaks terribly properly, and he will be informing you about the evening's entertainment and what's going on. And also there's a recorded introduction which George has prepared, which tells you all about the characters you'll be meeting, because although it's only a two-hander, they play numerous characters throughout, again, an hour of entertainment.
Sounds fantastic, all the activities in there as well. And I know before we go to the contact details, you did want to mention something about some of the live shows.
That's right. We're up for review again. I think it's about the middle of January, about the 10th of January. Now, Liverpool at the moment is in Tier 2. So if Liverpool stays in Tier 2, then we'll have an opportunity to audio describe the selection box, which is fantastic. I've seen it already to do my preparation. It's a series of acts, of songs, and of our favourite moments from previous pantomimes there. So we're hoping that goes ahead on the 13th. And then a little bit later in January in Birmingham at the Alex Theatre. Again, they're at the moment they're in Tier 3, but if they move into Tier 2, then we'll be able to go ahead with traditional pantomime there.
Fantastic. And if people would like to keep up to date, Anne, or learn more about the shows you're working on, how do they do that?
If you want to check into our website, there's a calendar on there. And as you said, Alan, we're updating it daily as to whether things are postponed or cancelled, or in fact, if they are able to go ahead. So that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. If you want to email us with a specific question, mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Mind's Eye Arts. We're on Facebook, Mind's Eye Description, and we're very happy to hear from you and to give you as much information as we can, because theatres are trying to program now for the middle and later next year. So things are going on sale, and audio description dates, I'm pleased to say, are being programmed.
Well, I mean, we'll update people a little bit later. Actually, it's going to be in 2021 before we catch up with you again. But the info's all there on your website, so do have a look at that. And do have a great Christmas and a new year, and we'll catch up with you again very, very soon. And let's hope there are more live performances to talk about.
Thank you very much, Alan. Happy Christmas to you and everyone listening.